We're back.
Hello.
We're getting sleepy. Hello. Well, I am anyway.
Gravy. Gravy. Oh.
Bet's losing it.
I like gravy.
I'm here to report Bet is losing it.
Not losing it.
You're losing it, darling.
It's just that I'm going to have an ulcer by the time it's over with.
Because you're drinking so much coffee.
I'm drinking coffee, but I'm not eating real food. That's my problem.
It's a little of both.
Next thing I eat is going to have to be substantial. It's going to have to be, I've got some turkey and cheese, and that's what I'm going to eat.
Gotcha.
You know, that is part of my challenge to you. I am gaining a pound for every dollar.
I know, and I'm getting there.
Oh, okay, so
we're back to dinner guests.
At our dinner party.
That's right. Who's your next dinner guest?
Oh, I've got a good one.
Let's hear it.
Eddie Izzard.
Oh, Eddie, what a great choice.
How could you not want Eddie at your party?
Well, I don't have him on my list. But it'll be our big dinner party with 20 people,
his stand-up self, but even, you know, like on talk shows, and he intelligent conversation. Funny.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he would be... Cuter than a bug's ear.
I bet he would get along great with Abigail Adams, although she might be a little kerfuffled that he's wearing a dress.
She might be a little kerfuffled. I think he would get along with Benjamin Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would get along certainly with Marcello Italian.
Oh, yeah. He might even speak a little Italian.
Probably even my next two guests, which are... And Jesus.
But don't tell
us.
He
thinks
who
Jesus
your next two
be
guests
groovy
are. No
drinking. Well, I said, so I will not say. But Jesus. And Alan Arkin is an Eddie Izzard fan, so there you go.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Eddie's probably an Alan Arkin fan.
I would certainly.
Mike Rowe and Eddie Izzard get on famously.
I think they would.
And David Sedaris.
Oh, yeah.
I bet they're big fans of each other.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have our parties in adjoining rooms.
You know, nobody's going to talk to us at this party.
I know. We can observe.
We're going to be sitting in the corner going, sucks. Well, my next one is Ernst Lubitsch.
Oh, the dress stinks, darling.
Lubitsch. I think Lubitsch would have a lot to tell me about Hollywood history. So I would love to just sit and listen to him talk about his just standard regular work day at Paramount Pictures. That's what I would like. So maybe while everybody else is just getting on like a house of fire, I could just sit
then
quietly
in
the corner.
Yeah, you could
with
sit
Ernst.
A little, have a little tete-a-tete.
Exactly.
Ernst.
A little tete-a-tete with Ernst. Mr. Lubitsch. Ernst. Lubitsch. Now we just got another comment.
Not to be confused with Ernst.
Who's just here?
Ernst Licht.
Ernst Lubitsch. Oh, Michelle.
She has movie quotes, and I don't know them. Either of them.
Let's see. Michelle's movie quotes are, "There seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere." And the other one is, "Never hate your enemies. It affects your judgment." These sound familiar, and I bet if I heard her say them out loud, I would get them. Maybe.
Oh, excuse me.
No sign of intelligent life anywhere. I don't know. I don't know those. Kelly with an IE can sing the Charles in Charge theme also. She saw his reality show the other day. Yeah. Frightening, she said.
Kelly, yeah. Kelly, Kelly.
Kelly, 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 Kelly.
See if you're invited to my house again.
K-E-L-L-I-E. I have not seen his reality show, and I don't intend to. Nor have I watched the two Corys.
Well, she does say it's frightening. At least, I really would have not invited her back to my house had she said, "Boy, it's a great show." Boy, I love that Scott Baio show. You're still in the land of the
Charles
living.
Charles in Charge was always
and
a little bit
of a
guilty pleasure.
And hell, if Stinny can sing the Charles in Charge thing,
exactly.
Then I guess you're allowed to, too.
It was always a bit of a guilty pleasure. It's not like I watched it going, "Oh, boy, Charles in Charge is on." It was more like, close the shutters, I'm going to watch Charles in Charge.
Take the phone off the hook, it's time for Charles in Charge.
Exactly. Well, this was kind of a short episode, but I think it'll be. We had another shout out, Elisa. Elisa said,
"Oh
hello.
Yeah,
hi, Elisa."
Elisa has upset Stinny now.
No, she didn't. She didn't upset me. She
yeah,
just.
You did.
She did. She
had,
made me.
You had a hamburger.
She made me. That didn't make. That didn't upset me. It made me nostalgic, which was exactly what she said.
I think it made you damn jealous.
No, nostalgic. Okay. You misunderstood me. I was like,
I thought you were saying this at all. Shit, she had a cheeseburger from Wynn's.
I never said anything like that.
I distinctly remember. Hamburger Wynn's.
You're thinking of Humphrey Bogart. Humphrey Bogart.
That's what
said
he
that.
Said. Okay.
That's what he said. All right. We'll be back. We'll be back when? We'll be back next time. With more movie quotes,
with
more movie
stuff.
Quotes coming up. I know
yeah,
you guys
movie quotes coming
love
in.
The movie quotes. Dishy, yes. We're stumped on those too. So leave us the answers because I just don't know them. My mind's going and I can't think.
Yeah.
Help me.
Help me. Help me. Help me. Ah, they gonna put me in a pot. Help me. Help me. That's my rubber chicken, by the way.
All right. Let's just.
We're going.
Yeah, okay. We're going.
I go back.
I go back. Bye bye.
Happy.